You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello and welcome to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. I'm your host, Retro Mike Kennedy, and we are coming to you live from the city of Birmingham. Lots of people have heard of the city of Birmingham, but not many people know of its rich history. You might be surprised to learn that Birmingham has the largest public library in Europe, and the oldest serving librarian recently passed away after 60 years of service. As a mark of respect, we're all going to the funeral tomorrow to make 2 minutes noise. There's also a crater on the moon called Birmingham. It is vast, grim, grey, and devoid of life. And the crater's not bad either. The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings are based on places and people in Birmingham where the author J.R. Tolkien used to live. Making The Lord of the Rings actually a true story, with The Hobbit representing people of Mosley and the goblins the residents of Digbeth. Now, tennis was invented on a lawn in Edgbaston in 1859, and dogging invented in a lane in Castlebrom in 1980.
Is that where you go?
The first ever hole-in-the-heart surgery was carried out in Birmingham Children's Hospital in 1950. When I was a child, I thought I had a hole in my heart, but it turned out just to be a polar mint in my top pocket. The first football league started here, and the FA Cup was made right here in Birmingham. Unfortunately, that's the closest that Birmingham City will ever get to having it.
It's still closer than Chelsea.
Talking of no chance of winning anything, let's meet the team.
Straight from the nursing home, it's Jenny Wenny. He's so young, he's basically a fetus. It's little baby Luke. He's here because we have his passport. It's Adrian. He's finished his community service, so has nothing to do. It's Joe.
Joe is new to the Retro Breakfast Show as well as the quiz show. Joe, as a small child, was in love with nature. He was fascinated with nature and wanted to travel the path of nature as a career. He's currently halfway there with having a remarkable resemblance to Terry Nutkins.
But with less hair.
Yeah.
Much less hair. Much less.
More like Hulk Hogan.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Jenny, although the oldest of the group, is by far the fittest. She enjoys going for long walks. Not that they're supposed to be long, it's just that Jenny forgets where she lives, gets lost, and needs help going back to the nursing home. Well, we're not ageist yet, Jenny. We accept you even though you're old. Adrian is our guest from Hungary. Not only is he from a foreign land, but he's also flying his flag for the gay community. So that's two boxes we ticked.
That's why I'm here.
Luke is the youngest of the flock. Luke is so young that the candles on his cake can be taken from just one box. Unlike Jenny's candles on her cake, which is a fire risk.
Did I say that? Is it a voyeurism? Is that a fact? Go on and have up, my words are hard to say.
But do you think that it's something I'd say?
Oh, we're going to start the game with a game called Bowie or Knowie. And in this game, contestants have to guess if a phrase, if it's a phrase that David Bowie would say or not. It's as simple as that. Now, Bowie has so much connection to outer space, like hits like Starman and Space Oddity. Oddly, Joe also has a fondness of space. He lovingly told his mum with a smile on his face that he would like to be shot into space. And his mother replied, if your father hadn't been drunk that night, you probably would have.
My father wishes.
However, we're going to press on, teams. And, of course, Joe, you and Adrian are one team, of course. And Jenny and young Luke, you are going to be on the second team.
Yeah.
So,
second channel or second team? Or is it team? Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're team.
Team.
I was like, it's a channel.
We're a team.
Do you have someone who looks after you?
Yeah, are you okay?
By myself.
Just yeah, yourself, Mom. Then you are doomed. So, all you got to do is have a think, have a confer, and tell me whether this is something that David Bowie would say or not. Of course, I will channel the inner spirit of David Bowie, and I will make sure that he comes through. Age doesn't bother me. So many of my heroes were older guys, and the lacking years left that weighs so heavy on me that the age I am. It makes no sense. It's ridiculous, isn't it? So let's do that one again, shall I?
The Welsh accent now?
No, it's David Bowie.
Is that David Bowie?
Oh, I thought it's the Welsh accent.
Adrian, are you here?
All right. Let's do it.
Wow. Okay. Here we go again. Age doesn't bother me. So many of my heroes were older guys. It's the lack of years left that weighs far heavier on me than the age I am. Is that something David Bowie would say to you and Joe?
He was quite a philosophical man. He was quite spiritual. Yeah. He pondered his life, but he did also spend many years partying heavily. I don't know. Would he? I think so.
I don't think so, because he wasn't thinking of any ages or anything about his age. So he just lived the best life.
Just ever. To let you know, we do shut the gates at 6 yeah, o'clock. So
yeah, come on then, Adrian.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Decide.
What?
Decide.
I think yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
It is. It is a David Bowieism. Well done. Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay. Jen and Luke.
Here we go.
Jen was terrified by saying yes or no.
Everything I read about hitting midlife crisis was true. I had such a struggle letting go of youthful things and learning how to exist and have enthusiasm while settling into the comfort of older age. Jen, you should have an advantage on this. So,
yeah.
Is that something David Bowie would say or not?
I don't think so at all.
It's your expertise area, so, you know.
So are we going for no?
Yeah,
I'm... it's the wrong answer, I'm afraid. It is a David Bowieism. Oh, it's a Bowieism.
What a start.
It is Bowie, not Knowie. Okay, back to you then, Joe, and to... what's the... Terry.
Adrian.
anyone who stops learning... anyone... What? I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I haven't written it right. Let's try it again. Anyone who stops learning is old, whether it's 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young.
There's a lot of age in this.
Yeah. There is quite always a significant amount of
age. Young, and I got that pills, if you know, that ginkgo.
What's this got to do with Bowie?
I think so. He's right because you're taking one of these daily that pill and your mind.
Can I just interject that this has nothing to do with medication at all?
Just age.
Well, I think so. It's
I think it's just. I think you just said something about learning. I'm not sure what kind of learning you did at school, but in this country, we didn't medicate our children.
I think that because Retro Mike Kennedy sang it, think he did it because I think it's must be quite an iconic saying. I would say yes.
Yes, or definitely yes, because the children in
France
were drinking wine as well in the 1970s.
For anyone listening to this podcast now, if you want to make a cup of tea at this stage, you're more than welcome to pop out, have a cup of tea, come back in about an hour.
This made you think about children in the 70s in France drinking wine.
Is this children in the 70s when you weren't even born?
Yeah, but they... They got wine to drink in the school. So that's why he's
so the answer is yes.
Definitely yes, and we can agree.
Right, okie dokie. The answer is no. It was by Henry Ford, of all people.
Oh, I know.
Exactly. Disappointed. Okay, back to Luke and Jenny Wenny. Confront a corpse at least once. The absolute absence of life is most disturbing and challenging. Confrontation? Is that even a word, to Bowie?
Is it fraction?
Confrontation.
Confrontation you will ever have. So confront a corpse at least once. The absolute absence of life is the most disturbing and challenging confrontation you'll ever have. Is that Bowie or Noe?
I'm going to say yes. I think yes.
Let's go Bowie.
It is Bowie. Well done. Oh. Yeah, you're doing really well. You're just had a gut flying.
Feeling. Just gut feeling.
Flying.
It is one all at this point.
Okay, this is one.
Focus. There's a lot about old age and dying.
Focus. I can't stop thinking about drinking wine in the 70s.
Okay, this is one for Joe and for Adrian. Mm. When you think about it, Adolf Hitler was the first pop star.
I mean, there's so many questions to ponder when thinking about that. Adolf Hitler was the first pop star.
I don't know, I'm not a German, so don't ask me, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're Croatian, we get the first star.
Yeah, very close.
So, I should say...
Why would Bowie say that?
Yeah.
No.
No, definitely no.
It's going to turn out yes, isn't it? I think no.
It's... Bowie.
No!
Yes, it is.
Why? When? You can't just move on to the next question and explain that.
I think he was talking about how pop stars have radical followings.
Yeah.
And in actual fact, the first incarnation we see about that in the media is the Adolf Hitler's popularity in the war.
There you go.
I would argue someone like Genghis Khan, really,
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare.
Or nowadays, how many followers I got on Instagram? The same.
You got the same number of followers on Instagram as Genghis Khan.
And Adolf Hitler.
I didn't know Instagram was that.
Adolf Hitler.
It's confidential, but it's the same like nowadays on social media.
I like the fact that you're from Hungary, but also you compare yourself to Adolf Hitler. That's quite...
the followers.
There's a political statement.
My followers, yeah, so I got my viewpoint of life.
Youth point?
View
is it the new youth?
No, like
the
free textile zone viewpoint. Yeah,
it's not the Hitler youth, is it?
No.
Okay,
the Adrian youth.
The Adrian youth
is there.
That's cool. Okay. Last question then. Last question for both yourself and Jenny Wenny. I write songs about stuff I can't really get past personally. Then I write a song about it, and I feel better.
Sounds like a child said that. I don't think so. I don't know.
Go Noe then.
You're going to go Noe?
Noe.
It is Noe.
I would have said it was a Bowie.
We're so good.
Amy Winehouse said that, of all people.
Oh, sorry, you're not a child. Well, no.
Where are you going with that?
I don't know.
Okay, so now it is time for this.
I like to eat some sausages, I eat them every day. Little ones and big ones, I put them all away. Let's play with sausages, it could be a lot of fun. Sausages can be naughty, so please don't tell your mum. Sausages.
It's time for sausages now, and it's a game.
Yeah.
It's a game. The contestants have to replace a word or famous phrase, song, film, title with the word sausage, giving the title or phrase a whole new meaning. Adrian is, of course, he has the advantage of this in this game, as he's had a lot of experiences with sausages.
I was running a business, yeah?
Yeah, he was a butcher.
He was a butcher. Takeaway business. I hadn't just get hamburgers and sausage.
Sausage. Sausage.
Sausage.
Okay, folks, so this week I've decided that the round should all be about films. So I want you to come up with creative new titles for films, replacing one of the words in the title with the word sausage. Let me start with yourself, Jenny Wenny.
Sausage becomes her.
Very good. Luke?
I kept it simple. Sausage hard.
Sausage hard. Fair enough. And on to Joe.
28 sausages later.
That sounds like a challenge.
It really does. That's it. Sir Adrian, opinion?
24.
Okay. Adrian?
Not another teen sausage.
Not another teen sausage. Yeah, slightly controversial, that one. Jenny?
There's something about sausage.
I bet there is, but can you play the game, please? Oh, that was your answer. Okay, I see that. Okay, on to young Luke.
Oh, I've got a classic here. Monty Python and the Holy Sausage.
Wow, Monty Python and the Holy Sausage, you're very good. He's not the sausage, he's a very naughty sausage. I don't know.
Sausage.
That's Life of Brian anyway. So go and on to yourself, Terry.
The 40-year-old sausage. As it was recently my birthday.
Oh, that's,
and I'm approaching that age.
Yeah, I can't wait till I'm 40. on to yourself, Adrian.
And because we just talked about selling, so sausage don't cost a thing.
Could you say that again?
Sausage what? Don't cost a thing.
Why do I feel like you're running a massage parlor when you say that?
Sausage don't cost a thing.
That's the movie.
Ding.
Love don't cost a thing.
A ding.
Am I right?
Okie dokie. And Jenny?
Indiana Jones and the Sausage of Doom.
Ooh, very good. Very good. I wonder how many Sausages of Doom there are out there, quite a few, I'd imagine. Go on, and on to you, Luke.
Well, I was thinking of some of my favourites, and as you know, I quite like comic books, so I thought, you know what, why not The Dark Sausage Rises?
Yep, I'm not sure how well I feel about that one, but okay, moving swiftly on to Terry Nutkins.
I was thinking, just keeping it straightforward, The Big Sausage.
Oh, very good. What's the film, is that from?
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. Are you okay? Can you speak up a bit, Joe?
Hello.
That's better. Thank
yes,
you.
My voice is all right.
It's better, actually.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. Okay, who was we on? Jen?
Let me think. The Sausage Hunter.
Again, could you keep it relevant to the game, please, Jen, and not your personal life? Okay.
I thought James and the Giant Sausage.
Do you know this James at all, Adrian?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Down to sausage.
Downton sausage.
Down to sausage.
Okay, fine. Joe, we've gone a little bit off the kilter then.
I was thinking the girl with the sausage tattoo.
That,
the gem.
I need a tattoo. I'm going to get a tattoo. So go. Any ideas? I'm
sausage. Hands up. Let's have a vote on Jen's tattoo being a sausage.
Yes.
Sausage. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Jen will get a tattoo, sausage with retro written on it, for the basis of the Retro Breakfast Show. Okay. One last round then, Jen.
Bridget Jones, Mad About the Sausage.
She's just filth, really, isn't she? I mean, it's, you know, she sits in the corner with her knitting and, you know, taking her medication, and the nurse comes in occasionally to check on her, but she's just filth.
Absolute filth.
Go ahead.
I don't know why I was thinking of so many children's films, but I thought about How to Train Your Sausage. But yeah, I thought
there's so many ways I can go down this road now, which I'm not going to. Okay, and Joe, on to yourself.
Schindler's Sausage.
That's dark.
It's one of those where the less you think about it, the better.
Yeah, and I never want to think about that again, just so you know. Okay, and finally on to Adrian.
What about scary sausage?
Is there such a thing? Would you confirm this?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was sausages. So we're going to play a game now called Henry VIII. Now, Henry VIII was a notorious king known, of course, for his six wives. He was born in 1491, and he was not only the last true Tudor king, but also Jenny Wenny's classmate. Retro Mike Kennedy, of course, has had two wives in my life. However, the first one has never been found, so it really doesn't count. In this game, contestants must guess who historically I've been married to. Okay? So I'm going to give you a clue, and you have to guess who that person is that I've been married to. So we start off with Joe and Adrian. Okay? I was once married to a singer, but I got a bit jealous by all the attention he was getting from the ladies. He was polite to them and thanked them very much. In the end, he did love me tender.
Love me tender, Adrian. That wasn't an order. That was just describing that bit. It's Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. Yeah. I wanted to tell that as well. It was in my mind. Yeah,
was it?
Yeah. Elvis Presley.
It is the correct answer.
Give me a five.
Wow, that was
I've never caused that one.
I just like the fact that the audience are going to think you're high-fived when actually you just didn't. So, yeah, I'm just going to leave that to the imagination of the listeners. Anyway, on to Jenny Wenny and Luke. I'm not sure what went wrong with my ex. Seems she had her eyes on a bit more prestige. I don't see what she sees in a man who talks to trees. Besides, I smile every time I see a park and ride these days.
I'm lost.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jen, you're in Birmingham and you're with friends. You got a medication, Joe, yeah?
Yeah. Extra prescription.
Ooh.
So
they are failed.
So I'm not sure what went wrong with my ex. Seems she had her eyes on a bit more prestige. I don't see what she sees in a man who talks to trees. Besides, I smile every time I see a park and ride these days. Any idea?
No.
Gonna have to hurry you because I'm losing the will to live.
Can I pass?
Yeah. Extra 2 points.
Adrian
we
looks
can.
Keen. You figured it out?
Okay.
No, it's your guess. Come on.
No, you know. I didn't know. You're the one who's going, me.
You know. Oh, we don't know.
Well, seriously.
Your face was like so serious.
Okay, the correct answer.
I was trying to figure it out.
Has anyone got the telephone number for Dignitas? The correct answer was Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh.
Yes. Every time I see a park and ride, Camilla Park and Ride. Prestige. Oh. Man who talks to trees, of course, is His Majesty King Charles.
Yeah.
Who I love dearly, by the way, and I'm quite happy to have an OBE. So, on to Jenny Wenny. No, it's not. No. It's on to Adrian and to Terry Nutkins.
Hello.
I was married once to a man who used to disappear at night. He used to come back a little bruised and battered and disappear for hours. No idea where, but he would just appear. He might be very, very rich, but he needs therapy after becoming an orphan.
Why am I just thinking of Fight Club? I feel like it's a real person, though.
Yeah.
Could you repeat the question, please, Retro Mike?
No. Yes, of course can. I was married once to a man who used to disappear at night. He used to come back a little bruised and battered and disappeared for hours. No idea where, but he would just appear. He might be very, very rich, but he needs therapy after becoming an orphan.
That's going to be Batman, isn't it?
Indeed.
Batman.
Oh.
Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
I am Batman.
I have laryngitis. I'm Batman. Okay, cool. Okay.
Someone else.
What? You thought Marilyn Monroe?
But
But married to a man who disappeared in the middle.
You actually had a picture there of Marilyn Monroe on your phone that you thought this man was.
And she was looking for, where is my husband?
So let me just read that to you again. I was married once to a man.
Yeah, man, yeah. Like a male.
Yeah, so we're describing. Wait,
so where does Marilyn Monroe fit into that?
It's not who's saying that.
Oh, all right. move on, please.
Language barrier.
No, we just move on.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Okay, moving on to the next one then. I attract a wrong type of person. This is open to anyone, by the way. I only had a date with this one a few times, but has been nothing but trouble. Always running, always jumping on and off things. The number of cars he destroyed is awful. He's impossible to live with.
It's for anyone.
Anyone?
Oh, it's anyone? For anyone. Yeah. Okay, come on. Let's say.
Impossible to live with, jumping on things, a smashing of cars. I'm just thinking it's...
Spider-Man.
No, like Mission Impossible.
Oh, Mission Impossible. Yeah, that's our
but
team.
But the person in it.
It is open to anyone. You can, you know, could you just wake up Jenny?
Tom Cruise.
Yes, it is right.
With Oprah Winfrey, like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's that impossible hint. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you this one. It's open to anyone. This person was just way too old for me.
Was it Jenny?
It was. Yeah.
It was Jenny.
Well done, Luke. That's the correct answer. Yeah. I'll give you one more then. I remember him well. Bits fell off him when I touched him. He always made strange noises and leant a lot. It's odd that he could do that. I guess he never grew up.
Sounds like me, to be honest.
No, it's not you.
Again, when it's touching, what's happening again? Just
bits are falling off him when you touch him.
Oh.
Well, the elephant man.
No, he was pretty solid. That was half his problem. If bits fell off him, he'd be alive now, I think, to be honest. But no, it's not that. It's not the elephant man.
Proceed, I don't know. Like. Bits fell off him.
Was it a leper?
No, it wasn't a leper.
The singular.
You know, the correct answer is Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah. So no points for that round, and you're both disqualified.
So we are halfway through the show. Things seem to be going well. I hope that you are enjoying it. To be honest, we can't tell. But stay tuned to the show. There's still a whole lot more. There's lots of jokes and silly games. You'll be rowing on the floor.
Okay, now we are going to play a new game. It's called Kazuki. Get ready to blow, as it's time for Kazuki. And Kazuki is a variation of karaoke, but with a difference. Instead of singing the words, the contestants will use kazoos to mimic the tune of the song. The opposing team must try to guess what song the team is using the kazoos for. This is a game that uses the skills of sucking and blowing, two skills that Jenny Wenny has long forgotten about. Okay, I'm just going to get the props. Bear with me,
Adrian. This is your time to shine.
Okay. Right. So, Adrian, there we go.
Oh.
Okay. So, Adrian, you already know your song, don't you?
No. You blow. Don't suck.
Oh.
And also from the thin.
And that's the only time you've ever said that to him.
Blow. Do you like a...
Oh, to do that. Is it just for me, or is someone else going to help me how to use this?
Do you not know how to use a kazoo?
No. I never, ever.
Jen, show how to use it.
Kazoo key.
How do you do
it? Give it a good hard blow.
Blow. Voice like, no,
no, don't.
Hum.
Don't
go. Hum.
Just that.
Oh, I don't know how to do it.
You are
do
the only again, person in the history of the world to never play a kazoo.
Is this another one of those tea break moments?
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, you might have to do that.
Oh, you don't know.
Why am I failing?
Okay, because before. You don't know how to play.
I've played these before.
Come on.
I feel left out. There you go.
There we go. Okay. There we go. Brilliant.
Yes. Who's living that?
You're just talking through the kazoo.
Okay, we've just spent the last 10 minutes figuring out how to use a kazoo. So
life lessons. Right?
Life lessons. We're educating our foreign correspondent over here. So that's
my first time.
It is. You've broken your kazoo virginity, which is great. Okay, so you've got to come up with a song now. And that song has to be guessed by Jenny Wenny and Luke, okay? You know the song? Okay, when you're ready, take it away.
I'm too nervous. Wait a second.
I'm not ready. Like, no, Adrian. Right.
Okay.
He's standing
there. Okay, and there it was. It was almost note perfect. It was almost note perfect, except for one small thing: the notes. So,
may I try again? If you
yes, we can. We can try another one on that. Can I just mention at this stage, I know what it is and I don't recognise it. So,
oh, wait.
Yeah. That is totally different to the first
okay, so, morning. Do we have before. Any idea what that that noise was?
I thought he was in pain. I thought what was happening.
Are you joking? Come on.
I wish
guess.
I was joking.
Yeah!
What?
It was amazing now, come on.
What?
Is the game?
I will give Joe a bonus point if he can actually guess what his teammate's on about.
Come on.
I don't know what reality is anymore. Is the year included in it, by the way?
That's
or was that just you celebrating?
That's English, come
noise?
On, that's English.
Is it Lady Gaga? I don't know.
No, almost,
you are actually
good. Female, come
I'll,
on. Come
I'll
on.
Put you all out of your misery. It was All I Want for Christmas.
You missed out the notes.
All I want for Christmas is you.
I'd just like to confirm that now I know what it was, it still didn't sound like that.
That's fair enough. Okay, Jenny. Okay. I need to find a song that actually young Luke will know. Okay, and Jenny, take it away.
Song,
yeah, she just needs her oxygen. Bear with me 2 seconds.
It was same as Mariah Carey for me.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it's definitely not Mariah Carey.
I don't know any more of it, honestly.
You don't know any more than it? You just know...
That bit.
What was the word? I don't even know what that bit
probably
was.
I'm the only person in the world that doesn't know.
Okay. You will know this one then. So that was Wonderwall, by the way, just in case anyone
doesn't know. Okay.
Here it is, Jenny's second attempt.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that one?
Oh.
It's perfect.
It's
okay. Good. And can I have the answer then?
Never gonna give you up. Rick Astley.
No, it was All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey. Never mind. So, no points there getting to anyone, I'm afraid. Okay, on to the next game. Okay, this is one of your penultimate games, or I wouldn't say penultimate, the last but one. this is called Polly's Got a Cracker. And moving on to Polly's Got a Cracker. Parrots are considered to be the world's most beautiful birds. Although their numbers are on the decline, we can't help but note two main things about them. Firstly, their colourful, wonderful plumage, and secondly, that they taste delicious. In this game, contestants must repeat the words of the previous contestants said and add to it. The older you get, the less you remember, I'm told. So
we'll leave Jenny out of this one.
With that in mind, Jenny, you can go first. So you can come up with any word. And then, Luke, you have to remember that word and carry on.
Sausage.
Sausage is.
Sausage is large.
I seem to think that we're making sentences here now for some reason. You can just come up with random words.
Oh, right.
I had to flow.
No, it doesn't have to flow. It can be random words. So
that is so much harder.
So we start again.
Oh, no.
So much harder. Are we talking about sausage now? I'm not sure. Okay. We'll start again with Jenny.
Sausage.
She does like a sausage, doesn't she?
Sausage canoe.
Sausage canoe Hitler.
Sausage, canoe, Hitler.
Oh, yes.
Joe.
What's that?
Joe.
Sausage, canoe, Hitler, Joe.
Sausage, canoe, Hitler, Joe, table.
Sausage, canoe, Hitler, Joe, table, umbrella.
Sausage, canoe, Hitler, Joe, table, umbrella. Parsnip.
Sausage, canoe, Hitler.
No.
What?
Sausage, canoe.
Hitler.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it was good. Hitler.
I'm out.
Joe. Table. Broly. Umbrella. Umbrella. And.
Is that Nitz? I don't know.
Wait a second, I'm focusing.
Okay,
so have me.
White carrot.
You do realise the microphone's
white
on.
White carrot.
And...
What? No! What is...
Parsley.
That, no, parsley!
What the
okay, can I just say he's out of the game. Okay, so we've got three left in now. We've got Joe, Luke and Jenny Wenny. So you have to eliminate Joe in order to win the points of this game. So we start off with yourself. Joe, come up with a new word.
A new word. Mug.
Pardon?
Mug.
Mug.
Sausage. Canoe.
Jenny, it's a new game, Jenny.
Sorry. I'm just old.
Okay,
game.
Someone please give Jenny one of her shots, please.
Are we starting a new one and I am part of the...
No, you're definitely...
Why am I out?
Because you forgot.
We are going to start a new game.
I think that Jenny's out and Adrian's out. So it's down to it's sudden death between Joe and Luke.
It's on. Let's do it.
Okay, Luke.
Ninja.
Fork.
This is a Radio Family show. If you can get something from... Oh, fork.
F-O-R-K.
Okay.
Ninja fork wheel.
Ninja fork wheel. Walls.
Ninja Four Wheel Walls Party.
Ninja Fork Wheel Walls Party Banana. It's helping me remember.
Ninja Fork Wheel Walls Party Banana. Monkey.
Ninja Fork Wheel Walls Party Banana Monkey Kitten.
Ninja Fork Wheel Wall Party Banana Monkey Kitten Dog.
Ninja Fork Wheels Wall Party Banana Monkey Kitten Dog.
Ninja
Gravel.
What?
I had to add one.
Oh.
I think I can categorically say that Luke has lost that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the winner of that game is Joe. We will award points according to the follicles on your head. So
we're not getting any. Ages.
Minus 65 points for Joe. That's fine. That's no problem at all. Okay, on to our final game now. Okay.
Is it true? Is it false? To be honest, I'm at a loss. It might be someone lying, but really it's worth trying to see if you can find out what's true or false. True.
So this is a last game we've got time for. It's the last game. And also, it is a game all about fake news. Now, we're all aware that fake news exists in the world. And we are subject to it all the time and duped by the media that's out there. So I'm going to read you some points of fake news. I want you to decide whether it's fake news or actual news. In other words, did it happen or was it made up? Okay.
That's my table.
I was going to say, this is your forte.
This is your forte. Okay.
Adrian loves fake news.
So, in 2023, a runner was hoping to complete the London Marathon by running backwards the entire way. Is that true or false? Is it fake news or is it real news?
Is this open to
all? This is open to everyone.
I think it's real.
You think
true.
I think I remember seeing this in the news.
Yes.
And did the whole thing, because you know in the marathon where you get people where they dress up in those giant diving suits or they crawl.
Yeah, that's called diving, Joe. Yeah. They're supposed to. Otherwise they tend to die when they go down to deep surfaces and implode.
This is very true.
I'm sure I remember something about it being less impact on the joints or something if you were to run backwards, in theory.
I thought they were just insane.
Yeah,
it's until about 5 days.
You can run backwards. I mean, I wouldn't suggest running backwards. If you did run backwards on the local roads around Birmingham, you'd probably less impact on your joints, but more impact when you hit the car. So, yeah, it'd probably be best not to do that. In actual fact, it is true, so you're both right. A dad who previously crawled the London Marathon while dressed as a gorilla is to walked the entire race backwards in aid of Ukrainians affected by the ongoing war with Russia. Tom Harrison said he set himself the goal as a means to looking over my shoulder for Ukraine. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly why you would do that. I certainly wouldn't be running backwards for Ukraine unless Russia was running at me. So there we go.
Was there a response from Ukraine when he did this? Were they just like, you could do something a bit more than running backwards, please?
Yeah, some guns would help.
Yes.
Yeah. So is this true or false, or is it fake news or true news? That in Brussels, they have a public bus which takes you to a mystery location.
Adrian, you're European. Have you been there? Have you been to the mystery location?
It's possible to take me there, so... Yeah, my imagination says, yeah.
It's true.
Okay, you say true.
I'm just going to go the opposite. False.
You're going to say false? You agree with this, Jen?
I'll agree.
It is actually false. A picture of a bus with mystery on it sparked rumours online that in Belgium, a Belgian town, ran a transport service to a mystery location. The truth is that mystery is actually a regular stop in the city so-called because it's close to Rue d'Amistre. The person who tweeted this has acknowledged it was just a joke, also made a similar joke in 2019. And I think it's just terrible when you regurgitate old jokes. I would never do such a thing. This is a story from the Oscars. Again, if it's true, false, fake news, or real news. It's about a bear causing Elizabeth Banks to trip up at the Oscars. A bear. Is this true or false? Over to you on the floor.
Is this a real bear, or is this,
bear.
Is this someone who...
It's fake news, come on.
No, it sounds so... It's the Oscars, Adrian, they're ridiculous.
Oh, it's everything could happen there,
yes.
Yeah?
Yes!
Okay, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
That was easy.
Okay.
What about yourselves?
True.
It is true?
Yes.
There you go, yes.
Banks made light of the fall and it quipped, "Oh my God, he tripped me." Correct, this is a real story. Elizabeth Banks, the pitch-perfect actress who is in love with Retro Mike Kennedy, was presenting an award at the Oscars, and she tripped on her dress while pretending to run away from a man in a bear costume who stood on stage in reference to her comedy movie. So, yep, it did happen.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good. Okay, let's have a look. A German ice cream parlor is offering cricket-flavored scoops. Cricket. Flavoured scoops. You know what a cricket is?
Like a game, cricket.
No. Is that, they're not, no, cricket as in the insect cricket, you know.
Oh.
You know, there's a...
Okay.
Rub their wings.
I quite like you.
Oh, it's like...
Could you just do that impression again?
Oh, thank you. Thank
it's like
you.
It's like a cricket's in the room. It's amazing.
So definitely. Like, yeah. That tastes so
why
nice.
Why would anyone want to eat... cricket flavored ice cream.
That's the Germans are doing. Excuse me.
Are
just
they?
Just tell it. It's true. And
it's true. Okay.
We're gonna
it's
be.
It's true.
What are we going with?
It sounds good to me. Yeah.
Would you try?
I'm gonna absolutely. Say false.
You're gonna say false. Jenny says false. The rest of you say true. In actual fact, you should listen to the Age of Wisdom, as it is correct. It's true news. A German ice cream parlor now offers cricket-flavored scoops with dried brown crickets on top. Mm. It's available at Thomas. Macaloni's store in southern German town of Rottenburg. As a habit of creating flavors that are far outside Germans' typical preference for strawberries, chocolate, banana, and vanilla ice cream, in the past he's also offered liver sausage, a gorgonzola cheese ice cream, as well as gold-plated ice cream.
Is this man okay? Yeah. Gorgonzola cheeseburger.
Probably yes. Bankrupted, don't worry.
And the final question then, final question.
Here we go.
Did six scientists swallow Lego heads to see how long it takes them to poo them out?
Why would Lego we need heads? To find that out?
Out of anything they could choose, why a Lego head? Just so it could pull a face when it
really why are we testing this? Yeah. Why yeah. six of
them? And surely until now, people have figured it.
There's so many questions, Retro.
Six scientists swallowed Lego heads to see how long it takes to poo them out.
I want
surely it'd be better to swallow a watch.
Yeah.
Because
that way you get a more accurate time, wouldn't you? I mean, it went in at 1:05. It came out at 3:10.
Because if you're going to eat apple, they have to analyze it. But you can see actually that little Lego, yeah? So it can be logical. Think about.
Oh, yes, that makes complete sense.
However,
my question
is logical.
Answered.
However, mm-hmm. I think it's false news.
Okay. I have to say, I think it's false because I think it was other things.
I think they've been to Germany eating cricket flavoured ice cream and lost their minds.
That's a very
ladies and gentlemen, Jenny's just woke up.
Bring out the meds.
True, because I'd want this to be true.
Really? <Yes. laughs>
Okay, well, actually, it is true.
Yes.
Their experiment, which was published in the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health, was done to determine typical transmission times for another commonly swollen object. A Lego figurehead, they say, It's because they notice there's plenty of studies on children swallowing such things as coins, but not Lego. So it's a small thing that they can digest that will help them when children swallow lots of strange little things.
Just imagine the conversation. How was work today, love? Oh, you know, just ate some Lego.
You'll never guess what happened to it.
But wait a second. I think so. We won because I just mentioned it's logical.
You can't just say it's logical and therefore win.
So logical. That's a,
well, I can. It is unfortunately the end of the games and the end of the show today. And I can look at the scoreboard and topping up your scores. You've all done very, 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 very well. And, yep, I can see that the winner actually is, categorically, Leslie Smith from Lakes Akimbo Drive in Nottingham. So congratulations to you, Leslie. And keep up the good work. So from myself, from the lovely Adrian, from Joe, from Luke, and of course from Jenny, sorry, excuse me, wake up, Jen! And of course from Jenny Wenny, thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye! Bye!
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.